What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, top of the hour, we always do the CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo. We just call it Star Tournament. Leaderboard update. All right, real quick, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. There's been two red tags caught. One's pending polygraph. One's confirmed. Gary Merchant of Houston, way dead end at Marina Bay Harbor. And that's for the Ford truck, Haney boat, Mercury Coastline package. And looking at the blue tag division, that's for the transport boat Mercury package. We have four tagged reds weighed in on that. You have Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, and Brian Cook of Dripping Springs. That's four tagged reds of that. And offshore, still looking at this 1-0 fish, been looking at for a while. Danielle Grunewald of Freeport weighed in at Surfside Marina of Cobia, a ling, 56 pounds, 15 ounces. Hopefully that'll change with these calmer seas and more people getting out offshore. So there's your Star Tournament leaderboard update. All right, guys, we are back.
Back in action. You know, I want to take this time real quick, since you were talking about that star leaderboard, to remind everybody that we have the 76th annual Fishing Fiesta that's coming in Freeport. And this one's a very, very, very important one because, unfortunately, the organizations that have run it have ran out of money, and it's at risk of being disposed of, done away with. They're unless they make a good showing this year, they're probably going to disband it and probably be gone forever. So if you're ever going to, if you ever
years. Saw,
76 years, one of the longest. It is not the longest.
It is. That one's older than me. That's saying something.
Come on now.
Golly.
Come on now. Yeah.
And hats off to the Freeport Lions Club for trying to keep this thing going, because they took it over several years ago and they've been, made a lot of adjustments, try to make changes to make it more appealing to the fishermen. And there's really only a handful of people that are trying to do the whole thing. So hats off to them for
exactly.
To keep
I know about tournaments. That's a lot of work, buddy, for a little reward.
I wish the best for him, and of course I'm sure Jeff and is going to be taking some people fishing in it. So am I. Keep friends and family, and hopefully we'll get a decent turnout. And the weather would cooperate. It would really help things. More people will sign up, and there's online sign up for it too. There's inshore, there's offshore category, so be a good opportunity for anybody who wants to enter into it to get in. They're going to have cash prizes. They're going to have grand prizes. So it's a good tournament. It's a great thing here in Freeport we've had for, since I was alive.
Yeah.
So
76 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And you hate to see traditional stuff like that just go away. It's heartbreaking. You know, it's something I look forward to every year since I was a little kid, man. So as long as I could wet a hook, I fished that fishing fiesta almost every year. I mean, minus a year or two, maybe, you know, but it was something I really look forward to. It's very big in my household.
And they have juvenile category. You know, there's a juvenile separate division where the juveniles can fish and win prizes and not have to compete with the adults. And it's a great thing. So hopefully we'll have the weather will be good and the people will be able to get offshore and inshore and do a bunch of fishing and hopefully keep this tournament going.
All we need is weather. When is that tournament?
Starts Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully there'll be a good turnout for it and they can keep it going, man.
Yeah,
but
you bet.
That's the thing with tournaments. It's a lot of work for the people that put it on with little reward. And, of course, you know, you want the majority of the money to go to the fishermen that put in their time and all their efforts and all that to make them come back and fish it again. And that was my big deal with Trout Masters. We could have made more money at it than we did, but it was for the fishermen, and we paid very well for what we had coming in, and we had some great sponsors too that helped out with a lot of the cost and everything.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of work, you know, and the real sad part, like you said, I mean, one bad weather weekend it just kind of throws everything in the trash. I mean, a real gut punch.
And I can tell you, back in the day too, we had many a fishing fiesta in the middle of, you know, middle of the summer where the weather was not too good, man.
Waited,
the wind waited to blow till about July 3rd and then it would start blowing, you know. So
yeah.
I think this year, from what I saw, I haven't looked at it this morning, but it looks like the weather's gonna be okay. Hopefully it will hold.
The Gulf's full of showers right now coming off that low down there in the lower Gulf, you know, that's probably going to turn into some kind of tropical system and looks like it's going to slide into Mexico.
Yeah, that's what it needs to do.
Which is good. I was hoping it would turn into like a tropical depression with a lot of rain in it and kind of come in around Corpus and give those folks down there a ton of water and then move up into the hill country and well, season's young. Hopefully we'll get one like that.
Yeah, that's likely to happen later on in the summer.
Fill some of these lakes up, man. It's critical right now. There's a lot of places they're just bone dry. Only in Texas, huh? East Texas is flooding, and the rest of the state's dry. So,
Canyon Lake. We went to Canyon Lake a couple weeks ago, and that was mind boggling. You know, oh my God! I mean, the $1 million houses that used to be sitting on the lake. I mean, it's got to be a mile hike to get to the water zones now.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
It is
unbelievable. But yeah,
all it takes is one tropical system to fix that problem. We just need to get one to the right place and it'll solve that problem. But it's gotta happen.
Probably come with a bunch of other problems to fill that lake up.
So
the Star Tournament, also my second favorite tournament of all time. And, you know, hey, that starboard is pretty empty. So what do we need? We need a 30-pound kingfish. We need a 20-pound snapper and a 50-pound ling or better, or in a 20-pound mahi.
Dolphin, yeah.
I think that mahi is always a toss up, and the ling too. Shoot, man, you could be fish on the end of the jetties, and a 50-pound ling comes swimming up. You know,
that's sure. Right.
But you just never know. Kingfish, man,
there should be a 50-pounder on the board already for kingfish. There should already be a 50. Usually, your winning kingfish is caught usually in January.
They start getting
lighter. Except for the year that I thought I had it won. I had a. Trying to remember the customer's name, Andy Shoddy or something like that. This is years ago. He had a 51 and some change with me, and we caught that fish like on 4th of July weekend, matter of fact. Caught it on the hill bank out of Galveston. And then the last weekend, somebody in Freeport, there was a kingfish tournament down there, and they caught a 52-something and knocked him out. They were entered in the star, too. And knocked him out.
Dang, pretty
crazy.
It is. You know, I would think that, you know, a 30-pound kingfish swimming out there somewhere, where would you go find it? I mean, you know.
I can't say. I'm sworn to secrecy.
Honestly, I feel like, you know what, I'll give you a little insight, fishing insight. So I have done really good later in the year around the baby bucks. People don't believe me.
Buccaneers?
I found, yeah, in the baby bucks area. You know, it's a pretty broad area. Now, don't get me wrong.
Right.
There's a lot of spots in there, a lot of well heads, a lot of, you know, pipelines and all kinds of stuff.
Roughly about 25 miles here out of Freeport, Long County.
Right, it's a hop, skip, and a jump for y'all.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I've done real good out there around this time, and it seems like they'll get congested over there. So, I don't know, man. Go out there, soak a live bait.
You know where somewhere. I used to nuke the kings? Out of San Luis Pass in August, because I'd always put in there because I could fish for tarpon and, you know, do a little bit of everything, and you didn't have to go far. It was 13 miles from the pass. It was a rig called 303. Straight out of the pass.
I know 303.
Hey, you could pull up there and melt everything down. You could catch school-sized kingfish, you know, from 12 to 20 pounds to you just blue in the face. And
that rig, I remember that rig well. You nailed it.
You remember 303? That thing was nasty.
Oh, yeah, it was 13 miles almost due east of our jetties.
Yeah, Freeport jetties. And it was 13 miles from San Luis Pass.
Yep, I remember that rig. Yep. Sure do.
We had a crew boat running out there one time for a little crew run. It was actually the Lady Anna. It was one of our party boats. We had a little crew run out there, and the captain of the boat told me, let's go out and come out with me. We're going to go out and work a day, and then you can fish on the boat or whatever, you know, while we do our crew run. It sounds good. He goes, because it's loaded with kingfish. Mm-hmm. So we went out there and messed around there all day. We caught kingfish. We caught ling. We caught snapper. We caught everything around that rig. It was crazy.
Yeah.
The thing was loaded.
And 303.
More kingfish at that rig right now than there is in the whole Gulf. Like.
Yeah. I mean, it was stupid. And if you got any shrimp boats in that area that tied up around it or, you know, anchored down, I mean, it was melt city. Weird that one summer, I caught two sailfish in one day. There was a weed line that would work out. I'd leave there. We'd catch kings till we were sick of them, and then I'd run out deeper. Due south of there, and there was always a big time weed line there, and I'd skip baits down that, and you could see those big bull dolphin come out from under those weeds just jumping out of the water headed towards your baits. And I think we had two over 35 or so that year, but most of them were in the 20 pound range, just nice fish. And we're trolling, we're bumping, skipping ballyhoos behind the boat down that thing one day. And two bills came up, and it was two sailfish. They went off on the short lines. Both of them went off at the same time. And we got two sailfish on at one time. That was just, I'll never forget that as long as I live. That was so cool. We had everything that day. Everything.
Wow. That's awesome, neat. Man. That is neat. You know, and out that area right now, you know, there's a big, huge Texas and partial wildlife natural or artificial reef, the little pyramids.
Right.
Probably real close
to San Luis Pass.
It's east of there a bit, but it's about 13 miles offshore of San Luis Pass. You know, there you go. There's a good reason to go there and check that thing. I mean, that was a great story. You know, get those fish swung back.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Wonder if that rig's still there.
303 is not there anymore.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah,
I think Obama pulled that one up, too. Blame it on him. Remember, they were into that. They were pulling everything up.
Yeah. Baby bucks. There was a lot of rigs out there. Or, you know, a lot more than there are now, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, remember way back in the day, man. Buccaneer rigs. It looked like a hotel out there.
It's crazy, and there's not a single one left out there now. There's a few over towards the Galveston side, but that's about it. Just a couple. And then we actually have a few stems down here and off of Freeport, still south of us.
Yep.
And I think they're starting to pull them. If they haven't already, they'll be gone by the end of this year.
There's one out there that's barely above the water line. Like, there's one.
Ooh.
Real,
a little over.
Yeah, there's one out there that's, if it's still there, it was there last summer. I don't know if it still is, but you can barely see
good.
It sticking out of the water. No, not good. It was kind of off the beaten path, but there was one out there.
No.
About 16-17 miles down the beach from here.
Well, so I mean, good luck
somebody
to
will
all
find
the,
it.
That's right. Good luck to all the people fishing the Star Tournament. And, you know, Casey came in here, first thing he asked, where are we going to go find a 20-pound snapper? And, man, I don't have it. I don't got the spot right this moment. You know,
throw some numbers out there, Captain. Give me some numbers.
Oh, you know, well. they could be a 20-pound snapper essentially anywhere, but I mean, any of these rocks could have a 20-pound snapper on.
Sure.
But there just seem to be lots of 10 to 15s and not too many. When you get over that, it's tough.
Yeah.
Lots of fish that size, though.
Oh, well. Hell, it'll come.
Yep, that's right.
Somebody will get one. Many people fishing for them. Somebody's going to snag one.
Oh, yes.
All right, guys. Casey, how's that fuel dock going? You got plenty of fuel for everybody for the 4th of July
weekend? Oh, for sure. Yes, sir. It's been pretty good so far this year. You know, June, the weather wasn't very good, but that's kind of normal. But, no, it's been good. I got plenty of fuel. Got diesel and gas, both.
When they pull in and fuel up, do you check the oil and do air up the tires and wash the windshield for them?
If they pay me to do it, I'll do it.
Oh, Lord. All right, guys. Well, hey, throw out some numbers. Somebody want to reach out to you, fellas.
Yeah, if you want fuel or gas or diesel or a full-service oil change, you can call me at 979-373-1398.
All right.
Call us anytime at 979-417-1013. Man, we'll see you guys on the water.
All right, Jeff. Hey, you guys take care. Y'all have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Biggest fishing weekend of the year, man. 4th of July.
That's where it comes. Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see you then. Take care, man. All right. That's the boys from Freeport. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. Folks, if you're looking for quality live bait, nothing beats Boyd's. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. And from their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live that bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. They have them on display at the store. You can check them out firsthand. Or if you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff seafood. No farm-raised round Boyd's. If you're looking for the big 9-12 count, they've always got those shrimp in stock. And not to mention their Cajun Grill next door. They're turning out some really good food. Their Santa Fe location, too. Big hot item here lately has been their barbecued crabs. They're going fast. Get them while they're hot. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Port O'Connor now. Let's check in with Captain Lynn Smith, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Good
What's
morning.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I had to, had a full day yesterday.
Did you?
I had to drive up to Fort Worth and pick my daughter up and then turn around and come back. So I put a few miles on my truck yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man, that was a drive. But anyway, she spends 4th of July week with me, and I take her fishing, and we have a good week. We have a good week. So anyway, she loves it. We come down here, and she loves going to the beach and hunting sand dollars and
I remember you telling me that she's into picking up sand dollars. My mother and sister were into that, man. They used to have shoe boxes of them.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, she just goes crazy. And she's special needs, and man, she just goes nuts over it. Last year, she came down, and some of the neighbors, they all load on my boat, and they go out there, and they have fun with her, you know, and they help her. And last year, we got back, and we don't keep the broken ones. We just keep the perfect
right.
ones. And we count them. We had 88 sand dollars. Man, they went crazy. And I told them, I said, I think you're the champ. I said, I don't think anybody's caught that many.
That's a bunch.
But, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, anyway,
Beach
she has a lot
Goldman.
Of fun. Yeah. Yeah. But, anyway, so she's down, and today will be fun. We'll go around and see a bunch of the neighbors, and it'll be a fun week. 4th of July week is always fun. She loves seeing the fireworks, you know. But anyway, I get out there and catch some fish. She loves catching those fish.
Does she? She likes fishing.
Oh God, yeah, yeah.
Imagine
one year
that.
I never forget. Yeah,
your daughter
imagine.
Liking the fish.
Yeah, one year I never forget. I took her, and. I ran back into one of the lakes, and I ran into this lake. There wasn't a boat in there, and there was a big mud ball right out in the middle of it. And I went,
uh-oh.
Ooh, look at this. Yeah. And I ran around and kind of set up a drift, and I threw a gold spoon in the middle of that ball and hooked up, and I handed her the rod, and I said, here he is. And she said, how big is he? I said, oh, he's big. Hang on. She caught like 6 keeper reds, and they were all like 25, 26 inches.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, man, she thinks now every time she comes down, it's going to be like that, you know. But anyway, she was hooked from then on. So, man, she thinks it's great. So,
yeah,
she loves it. She's got her own rod with her name on it. So, boy, she loves it. She makes sure she's got her own rod. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. But, she's hooked on fishing, man. She loves it.
I know a lot of people that are, unfortunately.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
We're a different breed, man.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. I know some people just... they talk to me about it, and they just shake their head, man. They just can't believe it. I said, yep, yeah, we are hooked on it, no doubt about it. Like the fish dude, huh? Like,
oh, man, I feel so sorry for Richard right now. He's, yeah. I mean, fishing is his life. I mean, that's for him not to be able to just put his boat in and go out there, it's got to be killing him. Poor guy.
You know, he, I got to thinking about him. He needs to get in touch with Dr. Burns and Victoria. And Dr. Burns is a specialist in that type of wound. And, you know, like Vibrio and that kind of an infection.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of these doctors, like around Houston area and all that, they have no clue what Vibrio is or anything like that. And I remember when Dave Quinon got Vibrio, and he went to a doctor in Houston, they didn't have a clue what it was.
No.
Not a clue. And he turned around, I think he went to Dr. Burns, and they cured it. I mean, he cured it. So, and that's what happens around here. Everybody.
Yeah, and Dave Quinon's a picture of health, you know. It just doesn't only affect people with immune system problems or anything. I mean, it's worse on diabetics and people like that, but, I mean.
That's right.
For a guy like Quinon, he's like the last guy you'd think that'd get Vibrio, you know. It just.
Oh, yeah.
If everything's just right in the water and you're in it and you're in that area where that stuff is prevalent, you're done. You're gonna get it.
Oh, what happened with him was one of those biting flies bit him on the leg.
Well, that, and we have a guy over here in my neck of the woods, Carl Menchaca, went to the Chandelier Islands, and one of those biting flies got him, and that's how he got it in his leg.
Yeah, yeah. So you never know, you know.
You don't.
Now, if I was the dude, I'd go straight to Burns, Dr. Burns.
Yeah.
At the Detour, at Detour Hospital in Victoria, and I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't stop. I'd go straight to him. And, I mean, he's an expert on it. And I guarantee you, he'd be the one I'd go to. But anyway, Quinon, he said, man, those doctors in Houston didn't have a clue what it was.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when my mother got it. She slipped on the rocks fighting a big drum at the Texas City Dike and skinned her elbow. And that night, she woke up in severe pain and fever and all that, and that elbow was as big as a cantaloupe. And
man.
They didn't have a clue back then. I mean, I was like a 12-year-old kid. But her doctor ended up, he put a big incision in there and then put a drain in it and was draining it. And there was another man that came in. Like a day or two after her, and he had gotten that same infection at the Texas City Dike, and he was down there fishing, and I think it was a cut on his forearm, just a little cut, and it turned into like what Richard's got, you know, and he ended up losing all four limbs. They were,
oh my goodness,
they didn't open it up and drain it and put the antibiotic IVs to him, like they were using paraffin wax treatments or something on him. He had a different doctor. And it was a bad deal, man. Bad deal.
Oh, man. Well, we had a guy here that they had like a two or three boat deal going, and they were down on that Powderhorn shoreline here.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd gotten down there, and this little boy got out of the boat, and he said, man, he started feeling kind of queasy, you know, and his foot started hurting him. And he got back on the boat. Well, he had a spot on his ankle and started throbbing and everything. And he looked down, and this spot on his ankle was black, and it was about the size of a dime. And he said, man, he said it was hurting and everything. Well, he got on the radio and he called one of the other guys. And he couldn't get a hold of him, so he ran down there to him, and he said, look, he said, I think I've got vibrio. And he said, I'm going to run back to the ramp. And the ramp was about, oh, probably 4 or 5 miles. So he said, all right. So he ran back to the ramp, back to Froggy's. And in that time period that he got back to Froggy's, that spot that was the size of a dime turned into about the size of a silver dollar.
Goodness. It attacks fast.
Yeah. And he ran straight to Victoria to Dr. Burns. And Burns told him, he said, if you'd have waited till tomorrow to come in, you'd have lost that foot.
Or lost the foot.
You'd have lost the foot. Yeah.
Well, remember old Ken Kramer, the dentist, Dr. Kramer.
Oh, painless. Yeah. Yep. Painless. That night.
He got that during the POCO, didn't he?
He did. That night, I sat down with he and his wife at POCO in the tent and talked to him. I didn't even know he had a problem. And I got up and left the tent and went outside. We had a table outside. And I was sitting there at our table, and I looked up, and I saw Painless walking out. And he was, like, leaving, and he was limping. Yeah. And I thought, well, that's strange. And he had a bandage on his knee.
Yeah, he scraped it on the dock fishing with Charlie.
Yeah, he did.
Charlie P.
And I could see his leg was black above and below that bandage.
Oh, God.
And I went, oh, my goodness. And I mean, and he had a slight limp as he was leaving. And I went, oh, my goodness. You know, he should have known better. I mean, he was a doctor, you know. He knew better. And he didn't go to the hospital till the next day.
Too late.
Well, his wife said that they had him in the hospital and they wanted to amputate. And I think maybe they did do some amputation. I don't know, but it got to the point to where they actually wanted to amputate some hands too.
Yeah, they were going to go with the limbs. It affected all of his limbs. And
Yes.
She said, no, just let him pass. He's not.
That's it. She said, that's it. Stop. It gone far enough.
Yeah.
Justice
McCray. You can have one leg, but you ain't having two, baby.
Yeah, they had him in a coma, you know. And she said, stop.
That's terrible.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. So it's nothing to sneeze at.
You can't play with it. I mean, if you feel any kind of discomfort and it's pretty immediate, you better do something about it. I mean, quick.
Boy, I'm telling you.
What was it, Jesse Arsola? Remember him? I think scraped his ankle or, you know, his calf, his leg or something, not real bad, on his boat trailer that morning putting in. And they made the first wade. And during the first wade, he could feel it. And luckily, he came straight in and went straight to the hospital, and that saved him. He didn't lose anything, but that's just you can't fool around with that stuff, man.
No, I had a customer that I asked him if he wanted to wade, and he said, "Oh, I'd love to," but he said, "I have vibrio," and he said, "So I can't wade. I can't get in the water." So anyway, we fished that morning, and we were back at the dock, and I was cleaning fish, and he was sitting on a bench. He had on a pair of coveralls, and after I cleaned the fish and everything, I said, well, you said you had vibrio. I said, where did you get it? He said, well, I got it on my ankle. And he said, where were you when you got it? He said, I was at the ramp, and I got it. I stepped in 6 inches of water, putting the boat on the trailer.
Oh.
And I said, really? He said, yeah. And he pulled up his pants leg. Oh, his leg looked horrible.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just horrible.
Mm.
Oh, man.
All right, let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you.
All right.
All right, well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 538. All right, Lynn, we're back.
All right. I got up this morning. I turned on my phone and I looked at Facebook, and I looked on there, and all of a sudden I saw this picture of Hefner Appling and at the Mui Grande. And they gave an award to this girl that won a she won the women's division of the Mui Grande, and she harvested her buck on Hefner's ranch out of Encinal. And nice buck, nice woman,
right?
Good looking gal. But anyway, he's got a nice ranch out of Encinal, and I talked to Hefner a while back. As a matter of fact, he called me when Chris Summers passed away, and he was good friends with Chris, and they all grew up together right there in El Campo. But anyway, they we all shot skeet together. I used to go down to El Campo and shoot skeet with them, and then we all traveled to skeet shoots together. But anyway, that was a good picture of awesome. He and this girl. Yeah. But anyway, he has those head boats out of Port Aransas.
Mm-hmm.
They go out snapper fishing and what have you. But anyway, it was interesting to see that girl won the ladies division at Mary Grande.
Awesome.
Nice deer. Yeah.
It won't be long. We'll be talking about deer and quail,
oh, man,
and hogs and dove and duck. And
yeah, I know it.
Here we go.
When I was coming into town yesterday, and I came down 1289 and just turned it on to 185, there were two little old fawns standing there at the fence. I told my daughter, I said, look at those two fawns. And boy, they were just standing there looking at us. Yeah, I guess they were kind of looking for mama, you know. Mama was over to the right.
The world. Hello, world.
I'm a baby. They were just looking at the truck. Yeah.
I'm as lost cute as little. A goose.
No, they were. They were kind of looking at the truck. Cause I'm like, what is that? What in the world is that?
Yeah, they'll figure it out. When they get a little older, they'll know that's man. Stay away from people.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, people are texting me now talking about, you know, I always keep a spray bottle of about 50% bleach and 50% water in the boat.
Right.
And always have, you know, with first aid kit, always got a bottle of peroxide, too. And,
sure.
You know, if something like that does happen out there during fishing, you get a little nick or something, you get some of that water on it immediately, you know. Bleach it, peroxide it, and then put some Neosporin on it, antibiotic cream, and bandage, you know, put a Band-Aid over it, protect it.
But it's
immediate, man. I mean, it hits your bloodstream so quick.
Oh, yeah. Even that, you know, it's too late when that happens, you know. It's almost too late.
You know, I know a guy that got it working inside the bilge of a boat one time. You know, just changing out a bilge pump and scrape the top of his hand, you know, on the inspection plate, you know, the cover you pop out of the floor and reach in there. And, I mean, it was immediate that bilge actually had. And that's why I use a lot of bleach over a year's time. You know, I always bleach my boat, you know, the decks and everything else. Twice a year I'll do that inside my bilge, too. You know, put a bunch of bleach and soap in there and fill it up with water and then pump it out with a bilge pump and pull the plug and all that, try to keep it clean.
Oh, I buy that Clorox, you know, by the case.
Oh,
But, yeah, doesn't hurt, I guarantee you. Yeah, I do the same thing. If somebody gets hurt or whatever, that's the first thing I pour on it is Clorox. You know, I pour it on the wound and then you know, hydrogen peroxide.
You know, you can get it from a fin of a fish, too. You know, a shrimp horn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, reaching the live well. Or a croaker fin. You know, these guys fishing with live bait. And so many different ways. You know, a gaff top finji or a hard head or whatever. You're taking a drum or sheep head off. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
And
It's
better to go ahead and take caution and at least spray some bleach solution or something on there.
Well, we never thought about that when we were young, you know.
No, we didn't.
We never heard of this.
It wasn't as, I mean, it was around, but not as prevalent as it is now. I just think there's more people in the water and fishing and doing things. And that's part of the hot summer months, you know, when that water gets up in the mid-80s and above, it's bacteria city, man.
Oh, man. I think back now, all the hardhead hits I've had and gaff top
and fins, you know, redfish. Boy, they're old gill rakers, those cutters on the side of their gill plates. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the thumb. You know, they'll get you handle enough redfish, sooner or later one of them's going to turn that head just right and just slice you open like a razor blade.
You love this. I had I scraped the end of my big toe stepping over my trailer here a while back. about a month ago and tore the hide off the end of my big toe. And it bled. I mean, like you wouldn't believe. And so I was kind of babying that big toe. I was putting, Neosporin on it and all this. I was babying it. Well, here the other day, one of my customers caught a red that was 28 inches on the button. I mean, he was. And I had a hold of him, by the gill plates and all that, and I was unhooking him. Well, he flounced, he shook, and when he did, he shook out of my hands. He shook out of my hand and fell nose first and hit me on the big toe, nose first.
On the bad toe.
On the bad toe, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you talk about hurt. Oh, I was bleeding all over the
place. Well,
boat,
that's where
man.
All the nerve endings end, right into your toes and your fingers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that, that's why, a smashed fingernail or a toenail or something, or just, kicking a coffee table leg in the middle of the night. Oh, man, it'll wake you up.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was bleeding all over the boat. Oh, gosh. I said, well, let me get this fish in the box, but then I got to doctor my big toe.
No joke.
I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh, that was horrible. Then I was worried about Vibrio because I had water in the boat. My scupper drains are always plugged up because I've got oak trees in my yard, and the leaves are all in the boat.
I know. Nasty oaks.
Oh, my goodness, man. Oh. Yeah, people walk to the back of my boat, and the water comes in through those scupper drains. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah.
You got to keep them cleaned out.
Yep.
It's a bad thing about the trees we like are the nastiest ones, like the pecans and oaks and everything. They're nasty.
Oh, when these oak trees start budding out, those little seeds drop off of them.
Yeah, the squigglies and everything, and just like the pecan trees. Oh, man, that's nasty.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I come out in the morning, and I've got to Clorox my boat in the morning before I go pick customers up.
Get the stains out. Yeah, you get a little dew, and that stuff falls on there, it stains the floor all up, all your gunnels.
It looks like rust. Rust stains.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Customers don't appreciate that, I'm out there in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, Clorox in my boat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Gosh. The things we go through, Yeah. But one thing we have to do, got to keep it looking good.
Tony G sent me a picture of some solution in a bottle of antiseptic skin cleanser. Called Hibiclens for Vibrio cleaning prevention. I've always used Clorox solution and peroxide and then Neosporin behind that, but I'll take it from anybody.
I will too. I'll try anything.
It's called
anything that works, man.
HIBICLENS, Hibiclens.
Huh. Never
heard
of it.
Something else I need to spend money on.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? But whatever it takes, because like you say, you never know. Your immune system falls down. Something's gonna happen.
Yeah, and it's usually, people that aren't getting, if they're not diabetic or whatever, it's usually party animals, guys that don't get much sleep, and party all night, fish all day. We've all been guilty of that.
God.
Just don't get your rest. You get run down.
Oh, man.
Take your vitamins. Get your rest.
Well, we see those guys. We see those guys every weekend.
Yeah, I see them every month at the Trout Masters tournament. You talk about animals. Those guys were they were awesome.
God. Yeah. Well, these guys show up down here, these big company trips, and they get down here and they party all night long. Some of them don't even go to bed, And I tell them, guys, you need to fish hard in the morning and then then sleep, you know.
Yeah, then go lay up in the afternoons when it's hot. Get an AC and take you a nap and get rested up for the next day.
I used to love to go down to Port Mansfield, and a friend of mine was, you know, a member of the Mansfield Club.
Right.
Well, we'd go fish hard and then come in, and man, we'd tie that boat up and walk up there to the Mansfield Club, and they had those hammocks hanging underneath the club. Oh, my goodness, that wind was blowing underneath that club. Man, we'd hit those hammocks, and we'd even go upstairs, you know. That's as far as we'd get would be those hammocks. Oh, my goodness, that felt so good. You've been out in that hot sun all
get
day.
Get you a good alligator nap, man.
Oh, man. Oh, that felt good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Ooh, man, I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Yeah, that, I remember those days. I loved it. Yes, sir.
But, I'm with you.
I love a good nap in the afternoon after being out in that hot sun all day. I went to my dermatologist here the other day, and he said, I go every 3 months, and he checks me over, and he freezes a bunch of spots, you know. And he said, well, is there any other spots you're concerned about? And I said, well, how about this spot right here on my arm? And I said, you told me to watch this spot. It looked like a birthmark, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of a blemish and about the size of your thumbnail. And he kind of scratched on it a little bit, you know. And he said, well, it's, you know, I don't think it's really anything. And I said, okay. He went, well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cut it off. And I said, okay. So he cut it off, just kind of the surface, you know. And he said, I'll send it in, but I'm not worried about it. I said, okay. Well, it came back as a mild melanoma. A mild melanoma.
Should have left it alone.
I know it. And I said, okay. So he said, I need to cut deeper and wider. I said, okay. So anyway, he cut deeper and wider, okay. I've got about a 2-inch scar on my arm right now, it with 11 stitches. Yeah, looks like I've been in a knife fight.
Man.
Yeah, but I got the report back. He gave me the report back, and it's clean. You know, no melanoma anymore. But
for now, that's good.
Yeah,
good thing.
Can you recommend a good plastic surgeon?
Yeah. Looked like he used an ice cream scoop.
God almighty. Yeah. Man. I went to him one time. I had a spot on my hand about the size of a pea, a little pea. And he said, well, that's a carcinoma. It's nothing real bad, but I'm going to cut it off. And I said, okay. Well, I'm laying there in the chair, and he's cutting on it. And he said, I'm going to stitch it up. I said, okay. He stitched it up. When I sat up, I looked, and he'd cut all the way across my hand. I said, what? Oh, my God. I said, that wasn't any big deal. He said, well, I had to get it all. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, man, I'll tell you what, boy. When you get the skin cancer, they better get it all. They go after everything. So they don't mess around.
No.
So you better use sunscreen. I guarantee you that.
Well, and then you read other things about sunscreen, and it's bad for you. It causes cancer. You read some of these other reviews on it, and, I mean, what do you do?
Man.
And I can't stand putting anything over my head when I'm out in the heat and over my face. It's like my skin and head can't breathe. I hate that.
Oh, I can't stand that. Now, one of my buddies down here, he lost the whole ear.
I've seen that before. The entire ear?
Yeah, the whole ear.
Good.
And had to rebuild his ear. Yeah.
Man.
So I said, man, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah, true.
But my dermatologist said the biggest mistake people make is not putting sunscreen inside of their ear. You know. So when I coat down with sunscreen, I do put sunscreen in my ear. But
man,
you know, the best sunscreen I've found is Smart Shield. That's what I use. But
I used to use that.
It's not greasy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I hate is that spray.
Oh, I do too.
Oh man. Somebody, they'll always get in the front of the boat into the wind and spray it, and it ends up all over your windshield, your glasses, all over you. Going, come
Isn't
on,
that
man.
The truth?
Yeah. Spray
Isn't
it on your hands and wipe it in.
Yeah.
You know, wipe it on.
Oh, I hate that.
They're sitting there like they're spraying mosquito spray.
Yeah.
It'll mess up a good set of lenses just like mosquito spray will.
It man, does.
That stuff
it
will
does.
Ruin your sunglasses.
Oh, it does. So, I can't stand that.
Yeah, it's got all these chemicals in it. We spray it to deter bugs. How bad is that stuff for you when you're putting all that DEET all over you? That's
Yeah.
Well, we got it better than the Kronkow Indians had it back in the day. Can you imagine the Kronkow Indians living on this coast with all the bugs?
They used to rub skunk oil on them. You remember that?
Boy, they said you could smell them coming.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. All right, Lynn. We done run out of time here, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down to Port O'Connor and popping a weight or cutting a drift, how they get a hold of you, man?
Oh, man. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
All right. Have fun with your daughter, and I'll check in with you next weekend. Biggest fishing weekend of the year, 4th of July.
Oh, man. It's going to be a little busy.
Yes, it
they
is.
They were pouring in here yesterday.
I bet. It's going to be a long week for everybody. They're going to have a good time.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah.
All right.
All right, have a good one, Mickey.
Later, Gator. See you.
All right, bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.